Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we'll talk a little bit about revenue share and profit share models for startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So you are running a startup. Let's say in this case, it's more likely that it is a self-funded startup, right? It's not very common in a kind of VC world to raise venture capital and then to do revenue share with your employees, especially not in the early days. So you're self-funded, you get to some level of success, and then you see this pop up more and more that, you know, employees of these well-growing companies that are doing really well are at some point probably asking themselves, okay, so I'm part of this startup, but I'm not getting equity. We're not raising money, so we're not going to IPO or anything like that. So how do I participate in the success, the kind of continuous success and growth of this startup beyond maybe my salary or something? And so I see more and more startups come out and share the profit sharing models or revenue sharing models, but I still feel like it's a new thing. Especially in the startup world, it's not as common, and there's not as many best practices for this as for handing out equity, you know, and building and setting up option pools and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to tap into that. Who would we advise to do this? How should people think about it? When is the right time? When is it too early? When is it too late? And what are some successful models that are out there, or some ways to think about this, or some mistakes to avoid?
Yeah, I think one model I've heard of, it might be the Basecamp folks, it might be somebody else, was that basically it's a profit sharing based on the growth in profit. And so then, because a lot of things like this, when you're sharing revenue, whether it's commission for salespeople or, you know, sharing profit, like in this, it would be like the owners. So it would be owners of the company who have the majority of the shares or the majority of the equity in the company. And then the business, which is basically the thing that we're all working on, and then the team members. And so if you do it so that no matter what, everybody gets profit, regardless of whether the company grew or not, I think it can really lead to some really weird incentives. And incentives where, like, the team members aren't necessarily incentivized to grow it in the way they would be if their profit sharing was based on actually growing the business. It would even impact the owners in that way. Because if you go out like 3 or 4 years, the company's flat and there's profit sharing happening, everyone's getting money, but they're not getting money because they're making the business better. They're just getting money because the business is still there.
Yeah.
Right? Which is different than the business getting better. So when I think about this, I don't think about revenue share. I think about profit sharing. And I do think about making it based on growing the business. So even if the business grew 5% and there was more profit, that's great. Right. And now think about it. Even if the business, and if you really make it about profit, then you could not grow revenue, but grow profit. And that would still be okay. Because then the team gets incentivized around, let's make more profit. Let's not worry about revenue as much as we worry about profit.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to help us make more profit